She always shut me down. What to do to help your marriage? Stay tuned. What's going on? We're back here. Let's talk about this. Getting shut down. She always shut me down. If I have something to say, I can't share my mind. You know, let's talk about this real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a fine line between getting shut down or you talk too much, or, you know, especially from a man's standpoint, a lot of time we just won't be quiet because we don't want trouble. Right? Because basically she can go AYR, A crazy, and she doesn't really see it as crazy, but you see it as crazy and you just rather avoid it a lot of times.
But more like you want peace of mind, you don't want to argue.
Mm-hmm. But that's not always just a man, it could be vice versa too. Mm-hmm. It could be a man who goes crazy, but our own crazy is kind of different.
Mm-hmm.
Our own crazy is we shut you down. That's mm-hmm. our own crazy. Like, no, don't tell me that. Mm-hmm. I think we should go to marriage counseling. I don't know, $400 for no marriage. What the hell is wrong with you? I gave you all those houses, I gave you the cars. That's not good enough for you. But anyway, you get my point, right?
Yeah.
Shutdown. Shutdown is when people dismiss your feeling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I still had a conversation with one of my friends not too long ago. He was expressing how he felt about a certain disappointment that I brought to the table when it comes to the business.
Mm-hmm.
And he took a little offense that, you know, I kind of dismissed his feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
very touching.
Yeah, so and I caught that, for real. I did dismiss his feeling. I just didn't expect that it was going to be, you know, taken like that. But the thing,
you didn't mean to.
I didn't mean to. And that's the part that most people need to pay attention to, especially in a marriage. A lot of things you would do to hurt your other, your significant other, is not designed to hurt them. That wasn't the intentions.
Mm-hmm.
But our actions can sometimes, like, for example, in my type of situation, I mean, I'm talking about just money business right now, right? I was trying to put a lighter mood into the topic, like, don't worry about it, I got it, in this house. And he took that as I'm dismissing this, expressing this feeling, his own expression. And that can happen in marriage too.
Oh yeah,
you know,
easily.
Where you wanted to, you know, I always say fun, have fun, put some fun in it. It's time to talk about when you put some fun and it can backfire. You ever been with somebody that says, you never take me serious?
Yep, absolutely.
Everything is always a joke to you.
Mm-hmm. You laugh too much when I express myself.
Yeah. So that's a shutdown.
Yeah.
You know, when you're dismissive about somebody's feeling, that's a shutdown. When somebody's trying to be serious and say something, they want to speak their mind to you, and you go, you started the game. You know, first of all,
shut the hell up.
That was shut.
That's a cue for shut. Yeah,
they were shut down because you just rejected their idea of wanting to express themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You just rejected that, and you just made them feel uncomfortable for future to want to express themselves. So it's two doses of negative right there.
Mm-hmm.
You shut them down in the moment. Well, you've just made them feel uncomfortable to come to you in the future and express themselves too.
Mm-hmm.
So it creates a vicious cycle of misery, you know, because if somebody can't express themselves, it's only a matter of time. It's a time bomb.
It's a time bomb.
Right. So can you relate?
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that wasn't a trick question. You have something you want to share?
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at me like I asked you a trick question or something.
No, I mean, again, someone like me,
mm-hmm.
I'm already laid back when it comes to expressing myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I just let things, you know.
But I do a good job of pulling it out of you.
But when you pull it out,
mm-hmm.
it actually it's aggravating to me.
Mm.
Or maybe it's the method or the way you pull it up.
Hmm.
Like, you know, sometimes you want to talk, And I'm like, I think I can be dismissive of.
Sometimes people, I wanted to talk.
Yeah, it's like
wanted now.
Yeah, like you wanted to talk to me, and I'm like, or I'm listening, but I'm not really listening. Mm-hmm. I'm somewhere else. I do that because I don't want to be bothered with the issues, especially if I feel like what we're about to talk about is something that we've spoken about before, and it didn't change. Like
it wasn't just fruitful.
I just lose hope in that. I'm like, oh my God, why are we beating a dead horse here? So for someone like me, most of the time, instead of me expressing my feelings, I hold it in and suppress things, and then I will be an example of a ticking time bomb. Me in the past. So when it comes out, it's like.
We cover that here in this book. Get My Marriage Back. You know, it's basically this is 12 chapters, I think.
Yeah.
12 chapters with an introduction and conclusion. And we'll cover that in details here, especially under chapter 12. Communication 2.0, and you know, it's funny how you say you feel like, you know, and it's true, she felt like, because we don't do that anymore,
right?
But she felt like we've had this conversation in the past, what's gonna come out of this again? So basically, when she did that, she wasn't showing up into the marriage as a solution, as a problem solver, you know, we both need to be problem solver. When we have a conversation, we need to understand that there's a problem that needs to be solved.
Right.
Especially if it's been addressed before in the past and it hasn't been resolved. That means you still have responsibility as one half of what we have going on here. All right. So the key thing is say, so what people do when they're not educated is they say, we had that conversation, it never resolved anything, I'm shutting now. You know, so now with people that are educated, when you're educated, you say, we had that problem in the past, it never got resolved, we need to get to the resolution. So let's sit down and continue the talk, or let's get to the bottom of this, whatever that is. You come to the table as a team player. You come to the table to as a problem solver. You know, because it's one of the major skills that even in your professional world they will want you to have, being a problem solver, because everything is not going to be laid out for you on a bed of roses in the professional world. If you want to have a competitive, challenging, competitive, high class type of position, you'll be required to be a problem solver, analytical to a starting point. So I agree, I admit, it takes a certain level of having an analytical mind to get to solutions like this, because, and it's even more when you have a spouse who will shut down, you know, because now you have to not only solve the existing problem, a new problem just presented itself. You have a spouse who shuts down when there's need for serious conversation, you know. So, but a lot of that goes back to attraction, you know. Remember when you first got together, when she was just open to talk to you, she wanted to hear every word, every scent, every, you know, she wanted all that. She wanted everything about you, right? All that disappeared because it disappeared with the attraction, right? So it comes back to attraction. She shut down because she doesn't respect you anymore, right? If she doesn't respect you, she can't love you. It's impossible. So let's get into this email. My wife says I don't communicate enough. Okay, so she's the one that shut down. She says, that's where we pulled the topic from. But this is basically what she's saying. She said, my wife says I don't communicate enough.
You mean he's the one that shut down?
No, she's the one that shut down.
Okay.
So the person says she always shut me down. Sorry, she shut me down. When people shut down, they shut you down, basically. Right?
They don't want to have it.
They don't want to have it. They don't want to hear you, right? So, but he's typing. He says, my wife says I don't communicate enough. She always shut me down when I do communicate. So when he's trying to talk, he gets shut down. Okay. So, I mean, there's 50,000 different examples of that we can give, of someone trying to talk right? Communicate, but you shut them down. Okay. So, for example, I could be like, the shoes, just go ahead and say, just leave me alone. I don't have time for that right now. Just say, babe, the shoe. Come on, give me an act, a proper act. Babe, the shoes.
Wait, leave me alone. I can't be bothered. Please.
You can't be bothered?
Mm-hmm.
No. What happened? How was work today? You okay?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, seem a little stressed.
You know the funny thing?
Mm-hmm.
Usually, if it came like that,
mm-hmm.
it's actually, you think about it like, oh, this
you,
someone
you,
that
you just snapped. You cut yourself, right?
Someone is trying to do something nice here. Mm-hmm. But usually, it doesn't come that way.
No, it doesn't.
It's reaction from two people.
Right.
Because
so let me do what typically happens.
Don't bother me.
Let me do what typically happens. Right. What I just did is the correct thing to do.
Right.
Anytime she shuts you down, take it as an opportunity to give to her.
Mm-hmm.
That's the correct thing to do. Because that means she's weak in the moment. But you're there to uplift her. And vice versa.
Yeah.
Because we all have moods and... You know.
And then you might just catch it in that moment, like, wait.
Now, let me do. This. Let's act. What typically happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Babe, the shoes.
I can't be bothered. You.
What do you mean? What
out.
Do you mean you can't be bothered? But
because
I told you about the shoes.
I can't be bothered.
I told you about the shoes
right,
yesterday,
I'm done,
though.
I'm done.
No,
I'm
you
done.
Can't be done. We gotta talk
I'm
about
done.
It right
I'm
now.
I'm not talking about this. I'm done.
All right. You see, that's typically what happens to
yeah.
people. And as common sense as that may seem right now. It's not common sense for a lot of people.
No, it's not common
right?
sense.
They get very sarcastic. Some, I may not even say, babe, the shoes. I may say, are you going to take your shoes upstairs? That's being sarcastic. She reads that. Especially
yeah.
a woman will read that as you're being
and
negative.
And then there's going to be a comeback.
And then she's going to have a faster comeback for you that
right.
you're not going to like.
Right.
And then you said you're trying to communicate.
Mm.
Because you were talking.
Right.
And you thought talking was communication.
Mm-hmm.
Communication doesn't stop, doesn't even start until you start listening. Let me say it that way. You know, because when I said that to you, yes, I was trying to communicate. The truth of the matter is that them shoes pissed me off.
Of course. Yes.
Right? But when I got there, I got presented with a situation of someone with a tender heart who probably struggled at work, they're tired, they're busted. Now they have to take care of the kids too, and they're thinking, a woman is thinking like 10 days ahead of herself,
yep.
and all of that, you know. And she expressed that instead of you to take that bait and say, I get to seduce her. Believe it or not, you're seducing her in that moment when you show up to actually give to her. All of that leads to the bedroom, all of that,
right.
how you handle it. Plus, she's going to catch herself that she just got
cranky.
She's gonna catch herself and probably will say, I apologize for snapping at you like that.
Yeah, I mean,
but
if
I'm
she's
tired.
Not a psychopath. I mean,
yeah, yeah, exactly. She's not like some crazy lunatic, so she will catch herself if it's normal human being, right?
Right.
And yeah, does it have you had to be the bigger person first? Remember, it takes two to tango, but you can lead the dance,
yes,
especially if you're a man right now.
That's
this
true.
Guy's it's a man. You can lead the dance, and how you dance will determine how she now start the tango dance with you, you know. But you lead how that, and sometimes it feels like, yeah, but I led with her. I wanted to communicate. I was being nice. No, you, but everything is your reactions. You know, we talked about reaction in the book too. Your reactions are basically actions that you're responsible for 100%.
That's right.
It doesn't matter that she started it. Or he started it. Your reactions are
you can't take the bait.
Your own property.
Yeah.
That's your own. You created them. You know, so you need to understand that, and you know, you will suffer just as much, you know. Alright. Alright, so she always shut me down when I do communicate. When people say I do communicate, if they use the phrase I do communicate, it's usually because they failed at communication. Alright. If you say, I'm a communicator, if you use such statements, it's usually because you're not a good communicator. Usually, okay? Not always. It seems like I can't get a word in at all. He's trying to get a word in,
mm-hmm.
see? he's trying to get a word in. Mm-hmm. The truth is that I read this before we got here, but still, I forget when we start.
Mm.
Okay? So when I'm leading with this comment and we start and we acted it out right now, I completely forgot what was in the email.
Right.
You know? So, but you can see right here that we can tell where he's going. He's trying to get word in. He considered that communication.
No, that's arguing.
Yeah. How do you, the idea, see, everything starts with an objective. There's a goal for everything we're trying to do.
Right.
So, there's a purpose for everything we are trying to do in life. What is the purpose of your communication is what you ask yourself. You just want to be right. You just want to, you know, you're feeling touchy or you're feeling, you're catching feelings and you want some kind of closure for that right now. Or you truly want to communicate to her. You truly want to tell her that, you know, babe, the shoes, you know, remember, you just wanted to, I just like them clean. Just be honest. Actually, be honest. You know, mm-hmm. I just like them clean.
Mm-hmm.
I can take them upstairs for you, but please, can you leave it upstairs? Yeah. You know, if she snapped back because she's tired, because she could do that,
mm-hmm.
because you said it the right way,
mm-hmm.
doesn't guarantee that the comeback is going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
So now she came back with the negative, and you now feel like, I gotta snap back too. That's where the knee-jerk reaction goes. But if you learn it, if you understand how this works, you're good.
Yeah, I'm hearing vibrating, so I'm thinking, is that your phone or is that my phone from upstairs?
Oh.
Well, it seems like it's mine. It's okay.
Where is your vibration? Where's your phone?
My vibration? Jesus, what are you talking about?
Where's your vibration? Oh, sorry. Where's your phone?
My phone is upstairs.
It's upstairs? Okay, all right. Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. So, because they started the negative thing doesn't mean you're not responsible for your reaction.
Mm, absolutely.
You will be responsible and you will suffer accordingly.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't understand that.
Mm.
So, it seems they can't get a word in. No, you can't get a word in because that's not communication.
Not
getting
at the
words
moment.
In is not communication.
Right.
The objective is for the what you're saying to land on the right place in our heart, in her brains, right? So you need to listen so you can say the right thing, so you can accomplish the objective, the main objective, which is to communicate, to actually connect her with what you're trying to say. When you're arguing, argument means the objective has changed to you need to be right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not right.
No.
You know, that will take
no
you to
winning.
The left.
No you winning.
Know? I sometimes feel like I'm singing to the choir. Yeah, that's actually a real problem. Because whatever you're going to try to educate her on right now, a wife is supposed to do this. She knows all those things already.
Yeah. Okay, well, all right. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
You have something to say to this?
No, you're right. Whatever you're trying to say is that
I'm not trying to be right.
La, 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 la. Okay, whatever. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've heard that before.
Okay.
Right?
That's how you feel. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember, they were common sense. The part that's not common sense is how you handle the emotions.
Yeah.
Emotional intelligence part of the marriage is what's not common sense. Because it's not about saying the right thing.
No. Because you can smell it too from a fellow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can receive it as being condescending.
Yes.
It's being smart-mouthed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Trying to be a therapist. Like, wait, what?
I did a good job at that, right?
Trying to be the devil's advocate.
Right.
You had to put yourself in a third party. Wait. You're in this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're not the third party right
Which
now.
Is why listening wins. Mm-hmm. If you're a good listener, it always wins.
Right.
Because when somebody she accused me a lot of that, like I'm trying to be her therapist. That's because I was talking too much. You're making fun of me. I just caught the feelings just now.
Oh my God! Thank you for acknowledging that. Huh.
Right. But if I was busy listening, right,
you'll be able to repeat half of what I said to you back to me.
Basically.
And I would have caught it.
No, that one,
I
even that one is a heart,
to.
You know, mm-hmm. thanks for bringing that up. That one is a heart. There's a heart to doing that too. If I, the idea is to not be a robot. If I'm repeating everything you're saying back
to you. No, but if I say something to you and you hear, sincerely hear what I just said.
Yes, and you can feel that.
Oh, how you feel.
Yes.
Like, okay, you know. Yes. I mean, these are things that you started practicing after we started working on our marriage.
Yes.
And you're like, tell me more.
Oh,
like,
man. I felt it work.
What?
The first time I tried it, it worked. In fact, as a matter of fact, one of the days I practiced it was the last Valentine. It worked because I was just listening and I will mimic what she said back to me. I will change the words around a little bit just so she knows that I'm hearing her. And that made her feel confused because she had made up her mind that this is all wrong. But then if somebody had made up their mind that this marriage was wrong and now they're confused, that's attraction. It's creeping back in. And all you have to do is do that repeatedly over and over again before that person gets back on your team. They've always been on your team. It's just that they're confused as well, too.
And honestly, in that moment, it made me feel, wow, I'm visible. You know, you can hear me. You're listening. Mm-hmm. Like, you're really, really here.
Yeah. So, I love my wife, but she always considers divorce over marriage counseling. Well, she shut down. That's why she's shutting you down.
You know,
I felt that way at one point, but then I forgot completely that she had been asking for marriage counseling for the longest, way before she asked for divorce. You know, so now the time that she's now shut down, now can we go do marriage counseling? Now we ended up spending $200. $200 that was completely just a waste of money because all she did was just
aroma.
She thought she was talking to some, because we're such, our friendship is so strong that she couldn't tell that there's anything wrong with us. She couldn't really tell.
The lady, right?
Yeah. So she thought she was talking to people who are just in a good place and they just want marriage counseling, which is what marriage counseling is good for. If you're in a great place and you just want to make sure that we're good and you want to talk some things out, but at that stage, it was too late, and what individuals, each one of us needed was coaching. Not
that's
marriage
true.
Counseling. We're just there to talk back and forth. We got in the car, and then she reminded me of all the atrocities I committed all over again. I'm like, at that point, I even said, I think she's talking. You know?
Oh my goodness.
So, I sometimes feel like I'm singing to choir. Yes, you are singing to the choir.
At this point, yeah.
I'm lost over what to say and do at this time. What should he do at this point in time?
Well, like you said, he needs to stop reacting.
Stop. I was going to use the word nothing.
Stop talking.
What you should do right now is nothing.
If she comes to you and she talks to you, listen, don't even say anything. If you feel the need to say something back, let it be something she said to you.
Yeah.
And make sure she understands
that
you
heard her.
Yeah.
You know, the reason why that is so good, by not, don't be a robot when you're doing it. Because she can eventually she will
be genuine with it. Yeah.
If she's very angry, depends on how angry she is. If she's extremely angry, she will detect it that you're being a robot.
She'll shut it down.
And she will shut that down too. The idea is she says something to you, you repeat it back to her. I heard you. You're saying basically when I did this, I did that. That made you feel. That made you. If you say how does that make you feel, if you repeat that a few times, she is going to detect you trying to be a therapy. You're not trying to be a therapist. You're authentically trying to hear her.
Right.
You know. Now, the reason why it's good to mimic back to her is because often at times we feel the need to say something. Because the awkward silence can be uncomfortable sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel the need to say something, remind yourself, what did she just say? Repeat that back to her as a sign that you heard her.
Yeah.
All right? That's as strategical as I can give you on what you need to be doing. If she's still talking to you, you're lucky.
Yep.
If she stopped talking to you altogether, you don't need to talk anyway because she's angry and you need to leave that alone for now.
Right.
And work on yourself. How do you work on yourself? You need to grab this. It's absolutely for free at getmymarriageback.com. We cover all of this in detail. It's a quick read, 12 chapters, and it's with our story, with our personal story, to support everything we're telling you, and tactful, strategical methods that you can use to get her back in your corner, you know, and because I did it, you know, so you can do it too. So get my marriage back com. That's where you go and download it absolutely for free. And if we said anything that made sense to you in this video, smash that like button right now. Share this video with your loved ones on Facebook, everywhere, and comment your questions below. Last but not least, we release this video virtually every day, minimum 3 times a week. So click on subscribe and the bell right next to the subscribe button. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. We'll see you on the next one. And